Lesson 4C, Exercises 4 and 5. Speaker 1.
To be honest, I didn't even know the e-petition site existed until I got a Facebook message from my cousin asking me to sign her new petition. She told me that if she got over 100,000 signatures, there would be a debate in Parliament. Anyway, the petition was to protest against the building of a new hospital in her town. She was objecting to it on the grounds that it would spoil the view from her garden. Of course, she didn't put it like that, but that was the gist. How self-centred! No wonder she didn't get many signatures. I didn't sign it myself, and I'm her cousin.
Speaker 2.
I was talking to a friend of mine in the park. We were both walking our dogs, and I mentioned to him how unfair it was that they locked the park when it got dark. In the winter, that meant 4 o'clock, so if you finished work at 5, you couldn't actually use the park at all. He thought it would be a good idea if the park had street lamps or floodlights so it could be used in the dark. That got me thinking, and when I got home, I went onto the e-petitions website and started a petition to have lights installed in the park. But it never got off the ground. I think only about 10 people signed. Obviously, most people felt it wasn't very environmentally friendly to have electric lights in the park.
Speaker 3.
I wouldn't say I'm a close friend of my next-door neighbour, but we're on fairly good terms, and she sometimes comes round for a coffee and a chat. The last time she was at my house, she told me about a petition that she was starting on the government website. It was something to do with mice. What was really embarrassing was that at first I thought she wanted to get rid of them. But it turns out she wanted to conserve them. Not the mice you get in houses sometimes, but the ones that live in fields, I think. Anyway, it failed to get many signatures, perhaps because mice aren't really that popular as animals. I mean, most people want to get rid of them, don't they?
Speaker 4.
I was so shocked when I heard that the old town hall was being knocked down that I immediately went online to see if anyone had raised any objections. Sure enough, I found a link to a petition on a government website. It was saying how the town hall was a fine example of a 1930s municipal building and should be preserved, even though it's been empty for 5 years and is apparently full of toxic substances like asbestos. So, I signed the petition. But when I checked back a few weeks later, the petition still only had a handful of signatures. I guess people just don't care about things built in the 20th century.
Speaker 5.
When I was growing up in my village, we used to go into town on the number 17 bus, which ran every hour during the day. But a few years ago, they reduced the timetable to twice a day. Now they're threatening to cancel the service altogether. People like me, who don't have a car, are going to find it very difficult to get into town. I felt so strongly about it that I started a petition on the government's website. Most of the people in my village signed the petition, but of course there aren't very many of us, and the issue isn't of much interest to anyone outside the village. So to be honest, it never had much chance of getting a large number of signatures, but I don't regret doing it.